KHUM, and joining me here in the KHUM studios is my dear, dear friend, my brother, Rob Dog.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, thanks for coming all the way down.
Oh, thank you.
So he is with the Humboldt Gem Mineral and Fossil Show happening at Redwood Acres Fairgrounds this weekend, and I always go every year.
It's exciting.
It's fun.
63 years this year.
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
And some of your club members have been doing it the whole time, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. There's a few of them that have been around pretty much since the beginning. So it's a great event for our whole community. Absolutely wonderful.
Like, ever since before time, really.
Pretty
humans
much.
Humans have been picking up interesting rocks and shiny, pretty things and adorning ourselves with them or putting them on a windowsill. We just naturally collect rocks.
Yeah.
How many times have we had to empty the boys' pockets before throwing their stuff in the washer and the dryer? I've washed lots of rocks in my days.
They sure make a lot of racket in the dryer.
Oh, yeah. But this is a little bit higher level stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. We, you know, the Humboldt Gem and Mineral Society, this is our big fundraiser for the year. So, I mean, it's really important. We have grants and things like that that we give to HSU. And plus, we have a shop and we get together once a month.
And you have junior rock hounds, too.
We have junior rock hounds. Oh, my gosh. It's a lot of fun for the kids. Because, like you just said, I mean, what kid doesn't collect rocks?
So, if you've never been, the whole hall is full of demonstrations, vendors, and games, and displays.
Yeah.
And it's just... it's like going to a museum.
Yeah, just
only
like a
more
museum.
Hands on.
Well, this year also again we've got the T Rex skull.
So it's
way cool.
Who doesn't love dinosaurs?
Oh, I know. October, it's perfect.
Well, we're November now, but it's so close.
November, yeah.
And it's almost always the first weekend of November.
Yeah,
which is
usually
really
the
great.
First. Next year is probably going to be pushed back a little bit because of the elders' dinner, but that's okay.
We'll respect that absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
So there are games for kids of all ages, and they're low entry fee type games.
Yeah, yeah. 50 cents will get you a chance to win anything. Nobody ever loses. The club spends the whole year polishing and cutting and tumbling rocks and things like that, and that's what everybody gets to win. One of our most popular is our mind dump.
I love that. It's all so much fun.
Yeah, you pick out a number, and then whatever number you pick, that's the rock you get, or you get a golden spike.
Which are very popular with the kids.
Very, very. Speaking of kids, tomorrow is the day that the kids come in. They'll be coming in at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Our doors are open to the general public at 9 o'clock tomorrow, but
nice. We
have as many kids from the schools around the area to come in and ask questions. A lot of them carry notebooks with them because their instructors have asked them, you know, to fill out some homework, and they'll go around to each of the vendors and all the club members and ask them questions and try and fill it up.
So if you have if you want to learn about rocks, gems, fossils, that kind of stuff, minerals, like there's all kinds of experts on site who can identify them and show you what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is
so
cool.
Yeah, I mean, we have Chapman's that'll be there, and then we've got vendors from all over the California, Oregon, Nevada.
Yeah,
so,
and if you enjoy doing things like jewelry making or beading or anything like that, this is the place to get your stuff.
Yeah, you can do that also. We do have a few vendors that have supplies there too.
So one of the things my kids loved when they were younger, and they probably still do, is the geode cutting.
We've still got the geode cutting. The guys are back there the whole day, all 3 days.
It's
and
grueling.
Just grinding away. You wouldn't believe the blades when they get done. We have to buy new blades every year because we just wear them out.
So describe for people what a geode is.
Well, a geode is kind of like a volcanic gas bubble. You have to kind of look at it at that. And so what's happened, it's encrusted. And a lot of times, they'll be hollow inside. And so in that hollow, there'll be water, which you have to have water and heat and pressure to get minerals to grow, first of all. But they'll have like fluoride in it. They'll have quartz in it. And the quartz could be purple.
Lots of colors.
Yeah. Golden colors and things like that.
So it looks like a muddy ball on the outside.
On the outside.
And then you cut it in half and you see basically agate on the inside.
And there's some that have just solid agate in them also, yeah.
Really pretty stuff.
Incredible.
Crystals.
Well, amethyst in its natural form is a giant geode, or is a geode.
Right.
That's the only way... you know, it can really form. It has to have just the right amount of everything to get it to form and the color, you know, so just absolutely has to be perfect, like any gemstone.
Yeah. I know there is a rock auction for collectors. There is geode cutting. There's all kinds of live demos. Now, you're going to spend your weekend doing something very precise and very special.
I'm a faceter. I'm a gemstone faceter. And so what I'll be doing is I'll be demonstrating, you know, why we facet gemstones, how to facet gemstones, how to polish, you know, why we use the term cutting. And anything else you want to know about gemstones, you can always ask me too, or rocks and minerals.
Yeah, you're pretty good about all of that stuff.
I try.
And you know. So that's so cool because, you know, until you started faceting, I'd seen plenty of people make cabochons, the kind of rounded stones that are flat on the bottom.
And domed on the top.
And I'd seen that a lot. I had never seen anybody facet until you got your faceting machine.
Yeah, I have two now.
Yeah, I know. The trick is keeping your bird off of them.
Right, yeah, away from there. You know, we take the best of the best of the crystals, and we can actually, you know, cut away different inclusions and cracks and fractures and things like that, and come up with something that is absolutely perfect in color, size,
cut clarity,
everything. You know, I mean, we're just taking the best of the best because it does take time.
And some of the really cool things I've learned from you over the years, because we hang out a lot, is things where the light goes one way but it doesn't go the other.
Exactly.
Which
yeah.
is like magic. Like you look at a stone one way and it looks like it's dark, and you turn it and all of a sudden it's like bright pink or bright green or both.
Yeah, tourmaline is notorious for that, where you have it, you have different axes. You have a C axis, which is if you were to hold a pencil, you point at the eraser, that's the C axis.
Down the lead.
Down the length of it, and then the sides of it are the AB. It doesn't really matter. But a lot of times with tourmaline, the C axis will be closed and it's black. Then you turn it on its side and you have
amazing colors.
Yeah. Yeah, and tourmaline itself, it comes in every color you can imagine, and then some.
Yeah. So. I've seen you make some pretty amazing, pretty things
over
the years. Thank you. So it's always fascinating, and you know, I go over to visit, and he's like, look at the pretties, and I get out the cases, and, you know, it's like being in a candy store.
I was a mockingbird in a former life.
Magpies.
Magpie, yeah.
Absolutely. So this is great. Admission is very inexpensive.
Admission is $3 for adults, and 6 to 12 for children is $1, and under 5 is free.
So for a whole family of 4, you're not going to spend a lot of money.
No.
And it goes to support this amazing local nonprofit organization, this club that is all about education.
Yeah, completely about education. I mean, that's why we do it. We share our knowledge, and that's our legacy for a lot of us is our knowledge. And to pass that on just means that we could possibly live forever, or our words and that anyway.
Or your work.
Or our work. Yeah, your work can last forever too in this. So.
Yeah, mine is going out there into the ether forever in space, you know. But it's such a fun thing, and on a rainy weekend,
yeah,
it cannot be a better place to be inside an excited full hall of people who are looking at cool things and making cool things and explaining the wonders of the earth.
Yeah, it just makes you feel very humble when you can learn that kind of information. A lot of these gemstones and crystals and rock, it takes thousands and thousands of years for them to form.
And then some of the fossils are, you know, millions and millions, tens of millions of years old.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the ammonites go
trilobites.
Way back.
Yeah. Yep, ammonites and trilobites, and there's so many. Everybody has to come. Everybody has to show up. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, and if you want to keep your kids excited on a rainy day, this is the place to take them.
Yeah.
Because those games that they can play and getting a little bit of knowledge at the same time, they're going to go home with a whole new appreciation and love of what comes out of the earth and what we can do with it.
I told a mother one time that if you didn't collect rocks, you must not be alive. You can't be alive because everybody collects rocks. It's what humans do.
It's so part of who we are and always has been. And there's so many cultures in which having a lucky stone in your pocket is part of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, heart-shaped rocks and rocks with holes in them. And
I have to tell you this little story about my mother.
And if you're listening, hi, Joni.
She, a friend of hers, her son, went to Afghanistan. And my mom gave him a rock and said, when you come back, bring it back to me. And that was his first tour. He left again. She gave it back to him. and he came back again, and now she gave the stone away to a third person and is saying, when you come back, bring me the stone back.
Mom magic.
Mom magic.
So, Humboldt Gem Mineral Fossil Show this weekend, tomorrow, 9 to 6. Mostly bent on school kids, but if you don't mind being in a hall with a whole bunch of excited kids, go for it.
Bring your plugs.
Bring your plugs. Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 10 till 5. And remember, Sunday is the time change.
Yeah, don't forget that. Otherwise, you'll be there too early.
Yeah, and you'll be waiting.
Mm-hmm. So...
anything else we need to cover, Robbie?
Gosh.
Oh, I want to ask you one more thing. If people want to become a rock hound, when does your club meet? How do they join?
So you can actually join there at the show. We have applications. When you first join, it's $20. And then after that, it's $15 a year.
That's not very much.
No, we meet once a month on every third Friday of the month at the Masons Hall in Arcata. And then a couple of times a month we meet out at the shop, which is also in Arcata. Two Monday evenings a month, we also have an open shop for the club members. So they can come in.
So people can come and work on stuff.
They can come in and work. And then we have a work day once a month in the shop, too, so we can keep things cleaned and, mm-hmm. and up to date.
So the kinds of work that club members do, I know there are people who specialize in fossils.
Yeah, fossils, agates, we have wire wrappers, of course, faceting,
cabochon making, probably
goldsmithing, silversmithing, beading, anything that has to do with jewelry, pretty much.
And you've got flint nappers.
Flint napper will be there, Terry. Yeah, he'll be there this year. So,
So if we have perked your curiosity, we hope we have, come this weekend, I will definitely be swinging by, because I know if Robbie's stuck at the faceting machine, somebody has to bring him cookies. That is my job.
It's hard to leave when you got so many people asking questions.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of rock-related songs for you.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, of course. And you specifically wanted this one from Marvin Pontiac. This goes out to everybody in... the club. This is Bring Me Rocks on K-Hum.